Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Amen. His strength is perfect when we at our weakest. Hello, everybody. This is Donald Tanya. We here be a host tonight. For anybody that wish to call in for prayer, you can reach us at 319-527-6027. Once again, that's 319-527-6027. And also, if you wish to speak with us, ask for any prayer, you can just press 1, and then we'll be more than happy to select you. I'll be able to see that you got your hands up, and then we'll select you. And then you can ask for prayer or whatever that you want to discuss with us tonight. We also have a good friend of mine that will be on the show as well tonight, Lewis, Xavier Lewis, a good friend of mine. And then so I'll be able to click him a little later. Right now, I just want to talk about just a few things that God placed on my heart earlier this week. Just like the song was saying about his strength is perfect. God laid Paul in 2 Corinthians 12:9. And that's a verse that most of us know, which is, let me just read it. He said, each time, he said, I'm reading from the NLT version. Once again, this is 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. He says, each time he said, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weakness and in the insults, hardships, persecution, and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, I am strong. I just want to talk about this this particular verse that we all are familiar with. Earlier this week, well, since last week, actually, it's like God just gave me a new, a different way of looking at it, a new revelation regarding this verse about just Paul boasting in his weakness and being proud of his weakness. If you read the chapter 11 and the before it even gets to that point, the Corinthians were used to they were boasting about the different men, their credentials and, you know, their earthly things that they had. And Paul was basically saying that he can boast more than anybody about his credentials, about his things that he's been through, about, because Paul was, you know, one of the top, he was the top of the line Pharisees. Paul was a Hebrew. He was a Jew, you know, so everything that they were looking at these other men for, Paul was saying that I can boast more than them. I've been through more. I'm more anointed. But basically he said he'd rather boast in his weakness. Now, Paul was filled with a lot of revelation, a lot of anointing from God. And even when you get, before you get to that point, the early part of Corinthians 12, where he's talking about the revelations that God has shown him, the things that God has, things that he can't even talk about. At the end of the day, you know, he had like a buffering spirit from a messenger sent from Satan to mess with him. And a lot of people, we debate what exactly it was. You know, was it this? Was it a sickness? Was it that? But I think we missed the point of the verse and what he was trying to say. It doesn't really matter what exactly that was bothering him and what he couldn't get rid of. We know that he prayed 3 times to God to please take it away. And God said, no, my grace is sufficient for you. He said, in your weakness, that's when I am made strong. So that's just the revelation that it's like I had an aha moment this week. And Randy actually talked about it as well. And that's what confirmed it. The fact that Paul was boasting in his weakness, not boasting in the things that he can do, not boasting in the things that he's great at. He was boasting in the things that he's weak at, his weaknesses. Many of us, we walk around, we all have weaknesses. And I think we try to I mean, it's natural. We try to be strong. We try to be strong. We try to overcome our weaknesses or anything that's our liabilities. But a lot of time we try to do it in the flesh. We try to do it by ourselves. And what God has been showing me is, you know, yes, you are weak. You are weak in certain points. But let me fill those gaps. Let me come in, and because that's when my strength is at its best. When you are weak, when you are vulnerable, but when we accept it and we let God know, that's how we invite him in. When we let him know, we say, God, I can't do this. I'm weak at this. I need your help. I need your strength. And God is more than willing to come in and help, because God can't really do, he can't do it unless we invite him into that particular space. Whenever we feel, and it also has to do with pride as well. Whenever we feel strong enough, we feel that we can do this by ourselves. It's one thing to do it by yourself, but when did you want the power of God, the strength of God to be there with you? I'm just here to tell you that we all have our weakness. We all have things in our lives that it's like a stumbling block. It's something, we all are different. We all have that one thing that continue to bug us, that continues to, you feel like slow you down. But God is saying that it's okay. That weakness that you have is great. I'll intervene. This is where my power works the best. Mm-hmm. So, and that's what Paul was saying. He said, now that he knows this, he said, now I'm boasting more in my weaknesses, because I know that this is where the power of God rests. This is where the power of God will show forth. So, you know, it's a little different from the worldly view, because, you know, there's a lot of self-help techniques, self-help books, things that, you know, motivational things that say, hey, you could do this. You're the best. You know, just to pump yourself up. And in a worldly view, that sounds like a great idea. But remember, when we come to Christ, we die to self. It's not about self-help. It's like we gave our life to God because we couldn't help ourselves. You know, and at times we forget it. We gave our life to God because we couldn't do certain things. And now we're trying to do it again by ourselves. We're trying to do everything by ourselves. We're running away from our weaknesses. We're ashamed of our weaknesses. We feel inadequate because of the things that we can't do. But God is here saying that it's okay. It's okay. He likes it. He loves it. Because let God raise you up. Let God come in your life and show his power. Not your power. Let God do his thing in your life. In the things that you feel like you're weak. You might feel like you can't do this. You can't do that. Many of the great men of the Bible, if you look at them, they were inadequate in so many ways. Their self-esteem were not up to par. Was not up there, but God used them. They were the perfect vessels. They were the perfect men that God can use, because their pride was not in their way. Matter of fact, they had, in most cases, they had low self-esteem. They had issues with themselves. They knew their weaknesses. Like Moses, he knew his weakness. He knew he couldn't talk. He knew that, man, why are you selecting me? Gideon, the same thing. He knew that his people were the least of the least, and he was the least of his own tribe. And he questioned, why are you selecting me? Israel as a people, as a whole, they were the smallest people around that whole place, around that whole region. They were the smallest people, but God selected them because God wants to show his glory in your life, in everyone's life. But a lot of times we block that with our pride, with us trying to strengthen ourselves, with us trying to, you know, use the self-help technique and motivate ourselves into thinking that we can do this, we're better with it. Like, but God is here telling you tonight that it's okay to have the weakness. It's okay, because we're human. But let God power fulfill that weakness. Let God power come in and work through your life. And he could do amazing things with you. You know yourself, and you know that you can't do these great things that God has called you for. But if God called you, believe that he will fulfill everything in your life. It doesn't matter about your funds, your strength, your who how many people that you have around you helping you. God is all you need. And this helps us to have the faith in God. It's not having faith in ourselves and our abilities. It's having faith in God. Having faith in him to do the things that he called and he said that he would do. So don't look at yourself and say, man, I mean, you might look at yourself and say, hey, I can't do this. And you're right. You can't. Not without God. That's why that verse that says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthen me. And we must continue to keep that in our mind that, yeah, everything I do is through Christ. It's through Christ that's going to fulfill, that's going to cover my weaknesses, that's going to show his strength through my weaknesses. Because when you acknowledge these things in your life that, man, this thing that I accomplished, I couldn't have done it. It had to be God in my life. God loves to receive his glory. And God shows his glory through your life. Because people that knows you, people that surround you, they even see your weakness. They know who you are. But when they see God doing these great and marvelous things in your life, these powerful things in your life, they will know that this is not you. There's a strength. There's a God behind this. There's a God that's in you that's doing these great things. So I just want to keep that in our mind tonight, that don't be scared or ashamed of the things, your weaknesses that you have in your life. You know, don't be ashamed of the things that has happened to you in your life, where you might look at it as a failure. You might look at it as, man, this is a chink in my armor. This has brought me low. This is making me weak. But let God, go to God with it and let him interject his Holy Spirit in that. Let him work through you and show his strength, show his power through your life. So don't run away from your things that's weak. Just like Paul said, boast in your weakness. Tell God about your weakness and say, yeah, I can't do this. God, here, it's yours. Take this part of my life and do some marvelous things. So I just, you know, it's just the way that God presented this verse to me. I never really seen it like that. I read this verse many a times, but I never seen it as just to look at it from a weakness standpoint, because we are taught that, you know, weakness is bad, and, you know, and to try to build ourselves up and try to strengthen ourselves in different ways. But I can't strengthen myself in myself. I got to strengthen myself in God. Everything about me encouraging myself is knowing that God is with me. It's not, I already know myself. I know who I am. And I know how weak I am in certain things. So no matter how much I try to build myself up in the flesh, it's not going to work. But knowing that I have the Almighty, the Creator, God on my side, that I can do all things. Anything that God called me to, I don't have to look at my weakness, because he takes that. He take all my weaknesses, all my burdens, and he makes something out of it. All the people in the Bible, I mean, not even just people in the Bible, but people that we know, people that we have seen that have done great things, mighty things, they are no different from us. They all have weakness. Elijah had weakness. You know, Moses had weakness. David had weaknesses. We all have weaknesses. So don't run away and try to act like, you know, try to build ourselves up like we're perfect, that we don't have any weaknesses in our lives. We all do. But bring it to God. Bring it to God and boast in your weakness. Just like Paul said, I know it sounds weird, but boast in your weakness. Boast in your weakness, but knowing that you have a God that can do great things in your life. He can use that weakness and use it for his glory. You know? Anything you want to add, Tanya?
No, I mean, I wanted to add, you know, Paul saw it in a way too, that having this weakness kind of like humbles him as well.
Yeah.
Because I think when you go through something, you know, whatever your weakness is, whatever that thorn in the flesh is, it keeps you closer to God. And I think we talk about that verse one time, even when I used to get sick all the time. And I said, you know what? I really believe this sickness that I have been through, that's what got me closer to God. you know, by being sick, by being weak, and it makes me want God more, like seek him more and praying more. So sometimes I'm like, I don't think that, you know, if I didn't have this sickness, where my life is the way my life is right now, having that relationship with God, I don't think it would have been that way. Because I think when you're perfect, when nothing is, everything is going right in your life, you don't really need God. And you see how some of these people in the world are. They, I mean, they think everything is perfect. I don't really need God. But let me tell you something. When you go through certain stuff, if you like me, if you like some of these Christians, it's going to make you get closer to God. So you're going to feel like, man, I'm weak. I just need to go to my Father. So, again, I think that thorn in the flesh was more like to humble him as well. I think he mentioned that, too. It humbles him.
Yeah.
You know? And again, like I said, for my own experience, when I used to get sick, and I think I will never forget when I said, now, you know, God has healed me. I said, I thank God that I used to get sick, because I think that's how I came to God. Because I was just searching. I was just searching. I wanted to get healed so bad. But in a way, it made me, it got me closer to him. It got me to open up my Bible, to pray, to know certain verses, how to fight in the spirit. So that thorn in my flesh for a few years, because like I said, I used to get sick a whole lot. And that's what has gotten me closer to God. So when I said I really thank God, though I know I used to go through a lot, the pain was great. But I really feel like this experience of me being sick all the time, it kept me closer, this weakness, because I know that I had a weakness. And I think I even told you, babe, I said, if it wasn't for, I think that thing kind of kept me humble as well. Because sometimes, you know, I see myself as, I can do everything. I'm independent. I can do this. I can do that. But man, when it comes to being sick, it's like it humbles me. Yeah. So whatever thorn in the flesh, like you said, you know, you have tonight, whatever you're going through, don't be ashamed of it. So this might be the thing that's just keeping you closer to God. So I just wanted to add that, because I really feel like when you do have a weakness, like I said, it really humbles you and it keeps you closer to God.
Yeah. And the main thing I want everybody to keep in mind is not just, you know, I don't want us to have that mind frame that, you know, I'm suffering because of this and God wants me close. But what my point to you is, we all have our own cross to carry.
Yeah.
We all have our own weakness. But in that weakness, just look to God that, man, in this is where his power is going to show forth. Because that's what he said. He said, my power works. I'll read exactly what it said, because I don't want to say the wrong thing, but like he said, my power works best in weakness.
Amen.
So let God work through that weakness that you have. You know, everybody's unique, but let God work. He's letting you know that his power works best in that weakness. You know, so I'm going to bring on my brother, man, a good friend of mine. We've been through a lot together. So I'm going to bring him on, let him say what's on his mind. So I'm going to click on you, Lewis, right now. I'm not sure if you can hear me. Can you hear me?
I hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Well, I'm definitely enjoying the message tonight. And I just add on to what you have already said. Paul was talking about his infirmity, his weakness, or whatever he was going through. All I got from what I was getting from the message, which I got a lot, is when I'm down to nothing, God is up to something. We never want to get down. We never want to get weak. We never want to be seen as the weakling of the bunch. But God wants us to be there, because when we are there, we rely on him more. We rely on his strength more. That's like a child when he's trying to lift something. He get to the weakest point where he can't lift no more. Then he looked to his father to come in and do the rest of the work. We are living replica of what spirit is in the flesh. What we see in the flesh is what God is doing in the spirit. So what God is telling us tonight is don't be ashamed of our weakness, because when we are weak, we look for help. When we go through, we got to get help. So my weakness is my strong point to God. It's my connection. My weakness, I have tried everything. I did all I could do. There's nothing else I can do. My strength is depleted. And for that reason and that reason alone, then I will look to God, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. And he said, I am made perfect. I am made strong. I am going to stretch out of you that thing that you didn't think you could do. Now, in your weakness, you begin to come strong. He reverses the role so he can get the glory. He reverses the role so the enemy can think he'll win. And sometimes even in our weakness, in the test of time, we don't hear God talking to us. I've learned in my going through that in the test, God doesn't talk. He is silent to see what we're going to do. He's sometimes silent to see how we're going to react. He is sometimes silent to see who we're going to depend on, who we're going to go to, and who we're going to call on. So in that time of weakness, he sits there and he monitors us. He waits for us to come to him, knowing that he already has the victory won. He already have the strength. He already have the, wait a minute, the Bible says he already have a way of escape for us. So when we are weak, we are strong. So then we boast in our weakness. We take pride and joy in our weakness. We begin to seek God like never before when we are weak. Because when we're weak, we don't want to make a mistake. If I'm lifting weights and I'm weak, I don't want to move to break a bone. I don't want to move to tear a ligament. I don't want to do that because I'm weak and I cannot lift. I have to wait on my spot. I have to wait on my help to come. And then when help comes, then he safely takes the weight off me. That's just like God. So when we are weak, we look to him. When we go through, we look to him because he loves our weakness. Because when we are weak, we find ourselves going to him. When we are weak, we find ourselves crying out to him. When we are weak, we find ourselves getting in a place where we would have never been had we been strong. A strong person will never please God because he's doing it in his own strength. But when he becomes weak, now he's looking to the author and the finisher of his faith, knowing that if I lean on Jesus, he'll hold me up. He'll bring me through. He'll pull me out. So I'm grateful for the message tonight. And I believe that's all I have to say at this time. Back in the hand of the moderator.
Yeah, I don't think that's all you got to say. I know you more than that. Yeah. But I like what you said, and you just added perfectly to what we was talking about just rejoicing. I know you know, most times you never really hear it like that, you know, to rejoice in your weakness and be happy about your weakness. And just know it, because it used to be a question I used to ask myself. And I used to be like, God, why me? Why you chose me? What is so special about me? And I know there's many of us that's out there that's listening with the same question. Why do you love me so much? Why did you choose me? What is it about me? Is it because sometimes we know, like, I'm not strong like this. I don't have this talent. I don't have this whatever. So what is it about me? And the thing that is about you is that weakness. That weakness, and not just the weakness, but knowing that you're weak, acknowledging that I can't do this. And there's something in that when you know that, man, I can't do this on my own. This is perfect. It's a perfect situation for God to step in. When he's looking down and he's seeing an individual, when they're struggling, they're like, I can't do this. I can't do this on my own. You might not know who to call to at that moment, but just that acknowledgement, that knowing, man, I can't do this. I'm weak at this. I cannot do it. And this is where God swoops in. This is where God comes in and says, but I can, and I will. I'll help you, you know. And that's the difference, because it all boils down to pride and being humble. Somebody that's prideful, they'll be weak at, they still have their weakness, but they're so prideful that they can't see. They can't see their need for God to intervene. They can't see their need for help. There's some people that you try to give a helping hand to. They say, no, I got it. I got this. I got this. I got that. You got everything. You got everything. You don't need help with nothing. So God cannot work in your life. You cannot be useful to God if you have that attitude where I got this. I got that. I got this. What don't you have? God is waiting to intervene in your life, but you got everything. You got it. But God is waiting to be in your life to help you with whatever you need. Not help you, not just help you, but to overpower your life, to take over your life and do something great in your life. But he can only do that through your weakness. He can only come in through that weakness, you know. And so that's what Paul was talking about. Paul said, man, I can boast with the best of them. I have all the credentials. And this is a man that was very aware of his need for God, even having that confidence, even knowing about all his credentials. But what did he say? He said later on in Corinthians that, yes, I have this, I have that credential, I have that, I have this, but I count all these things as dung. I count these things as nothing, because none of these things are useful for eternity. None of these things that I have in this regular life is useful for my eternity. But my weakness that God is using and how he's powering my life with that, this is the thing that is being used for my eternity. This is the thing that means the most, you know. So, you know, I just wanted to, you know, just wanted to say that and add that, man. And but, you know, I just want to pray for people that we have on our line. Anything else, Lewis, you wanna say? Anything that God has put in on your heart?
My brother, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. Well, listen, I'm sitting here and enjoying the message. And as you were saying about our weakness, how God, sometimes we look at ourselves and say, God, why me? The question is, you would ask us, why not you? Who else can I put through this to get my glory? See, he builds us to last. He builds something in us, but whatever he builds in us, he knows the perfect storm to get it out of us. He knows how to do things. Even when you work out and you work out with a trainer, the trainer knows your limitations, but he also knows how to push you to get out of you what you want to get out of you. And what God is doing, he is pushing us, or he's putting us through certain situations where he can get out of us what he wants to get out of us. And so when we are weak, he's getting out of us. When we're going through trials and tribulations, he's getting out of us. When we're going through testing and turmoils, all the things that Paul suffered through, I prayed three times that you would remove this thing from me. But what God was saying, my grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient. My unmerited favor, the thing that I have for you, is sufficient enough to get you through what you're going through. But it's also to get out of you what I need to get out of you and get you to where I need you to be. So my grace is sufficient to get you there. In your weakness, I'll take you to where you need to be. In your weakness, the way up is down. So my weakness actually prepared me to the next level. It shoots me, because when I'm weak, I don't have no kind of nothing. If I'm weak, when you pick me up and drag me, there is no resistance. A weak man cannot put up a fight. A weak man will follow you and reach out for help and do whatever needs to be done to save his life or get him where he needs to be. That's weakness. So when you think of your weakness is actually your help. It is actually the thing that you need to get you where you need to be. Because when I am weak, I lean on my brother. When I'm weak, I lean on my sister. When I'm weak, I don't care what method God used to get me where he needed to get me. When I'm weak, all the prejudice out of me, all the hatred, all the selfishness, all the bitterness, get out of me because I am so weak. I need God to help me to get where I need to be. So therefore, when I am weak, he is definitely strong. He is the one that, again, when I'm weak, I don't have a bunch of weight on me. When I'm weak, I have no resistance. When I'm weak, when I'm pulling, when I was working out and I got so weak I could not stand, they said I was like, they picked me up and took me right on the bed. Because when I'm weak, he takes me where he wants me to go. It brings into the mind the scripture where Paul said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me and guides me. He makes me. See, when I'm weak, he easy to lead me. He easily to guide me. He easily leads me. Now, why? Because I'm weak. And he is my shepherd because I'm going to the shepherd for help. So I know Paul can look at this text and say, you know, the Lord is my shepherd because I'm weak. I shall not want because I'm weak. He leads me because I'm weak. He guides me. He lays me down. That's not like a weak person to me, but it's all a beautiful thing. That's the way God wants me to be. He wants me to be weak. He wants me to get all the things out of me that makes me think my way is better than his way. So in my trying to get where I need to go in God, I become weak. But yet at the same time, he stretches out at me. He do the thing in me, even amazes me, even in my weakness. So when we think of our weakness, just think about something that God is really doing in us to propel us to the next place, to the next level or dimension. Thank you.
Amen.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess we're ready to take some calls, right? Take some calls and pray for some people. You heard me, Lewis?
I'm definitely with you. You're the moderator, and I'm just following along.
Okay. All right. All right, once again, let me give out the number. It's 319-527-6027. That's the number to call in if you're listening in. Now, if you wish to call in for prayer, or whatever is on your mind, anything you want to add, or if you want to talk about something else, whatever it is, just give us a call, press 1, and I'll be able to see your hands up, and I'll go ahead and select you, and we'll go from there. So our first call we have is 954-580. Who are we speaking with tonight, and where are you calling from?
Hi, good evening. This is Carolyn from Jamaica.
How you doing, Carolyn?
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Anything on your mind tonight? Anything you want to say? Anything?
I was also blessed by the words that you shared. I found it timely. Giving God thanks for it.
Amen. All right. Anything that we can pray with you for tonight? Anything?
There are a few things going on. Just kind of pray as the Holy Spirit leads you. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Lewis, you want to go first?
Father, we thank you for your goodness and we thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your precious soul that's on the line tonight. With the word have done and have ran through her body and her mind. Father, we ask that you bind the hand of the enemy that will come to stop and block her from where you're trying to take her and where you want to lead her. Father, we ask that you will move for her now, God. We pray that you will bind the enemy on every side. Give her no leeway in her life. I God, we pray that you would do what you do best, show up and show out. Father, we know you can and we know you will. We know that you have all power in your hand. And God bless her with the thing that she most desires. I don't know what it is, but she knows and you know. And God, we ask that you will move on that. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Back in the hands of the moderator.
Oh, Father God, we just pray. We pray for Carolyn tonight. Cover her, Father God. Cover her family. Cover her wants, her desires, Father God. You know exactly what it is. You know what direction that she wants to move in, Father God. We ask you to infiltrate her life, Father God. Cover whatever weaknesses that she may have and show your strength through those particular areas in her life, Father God. Cover her, Lord Jesus. Be with her, Father God, as she moves on to the next transition, as she moves on to something that you have for her, Father God. You already prepared her for the way, Lord Jesus. You already prepared her for her next move, the next place that she'll be going to, Father God. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to please take over, Lord Jesus, and let her know. Let her know in a manifestation that you are there with her every step of the way, every step of the way. She needs not to fret. She needs not to be scared, not to worry about anything, but you will be there. All the worries, all the weaknesses that she may think of and she may contemplate of, but let her know, especially from the message tonight, that those things, that's where your power shows great. That's when you're working her life. That's when you take over, Father God, when she acknowledges that she can't do certain things. She cannot do this without you, and she needs you, Father God. So we just ask you for the manifestation, Lord Jesus, in her life, in her things, Lord Jesus, whatever that she may be needing to do this week, Father God, whatever is needed to be done this week, Father God, this week, whatever it is, something about this week, Father God, we ask you to intervene in a powerful way, Father God, in a powerful way, Father God. Take over, Father God, in her life, Father God, this week. Let it happen for her, Father God. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
Thank you,
Carolyn.
And I'm actually in the process of moving this week. And
wow.
I'm really praying towards everything working out. I'm so grateful for the way in which the Holy Spirit used you to pray for
Amen.
You. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you too, Carolyn. You have a great night.
You too. Goodbye.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. All right. All right, we're going to move on to the next caller. We have 404-453. Who are we speaking with tonight?
Hello, good evening. This is Madeline. I'm calling from Atlanta.
All right. How you doing tonight, Madeline?
I'm just fine. It was a good message. It was so timely. It was really, really right on time.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm glad that God is speaking tonight to His people, and I know I was blessed when He revealed that and showed me that, and I was at peace and at rest. That man, you know, just accepting the fact that I'm weak in certain areas. So I'm glad that you know, it touched you as well, and you know, you received what God was giving out tonight.
Oh, yeah, it was, because even as your friend was saying, you know, we have been just taught, or we took it on our own, that you're not to be weak. I mean, you have people in your life of headship, you know, parents or others in your life, you know, they say, you know, stop that weakness. You know, you're strong. And the word is alive, and it does bring you back to that point, because God does want to be active in our lives to bring us out, to call on Him, to cry out. And it was just such a timely message. It was really, really good. It was anointed as well.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Anything in particular that you want prayer for? Whatever it is, whatever, just the floor is yours.
Yes, I want to you to be in agreement. I have to go to this month, the Lord is sending me to a state, a southern state, that to minister. I have a women's ministry that is 35 years September. And he's given me 5 years to rest, to just to cry out to him, just to lean on him. And so I'm prepared and ready, and I just ask for the prayer, the finances, that I can carry out the things he's assigned me to do, you know, and that's what my prayer is, in agreement, that I'll have the funds to go the way he wants me to go and to do what he's called me to do. I'm happy about that, and I believe him. And so I just want y'all prayers that I can be able to carry out the things he's called me to do within these 3 months.
Well, Madeline, I have no doubt that you'll be able to carry out what God has assigned you to do. It's just like exactly what we talked about earlier. Just acknowledging that, hey, you know what? I don't have the funds. I can't do this. And I need your help, God.
Yeah.
He doesn't have it because this is his mission. And we don't know how you're going to get the funds. We don't know, you know, what God is going to do. I already know I am in agreement that I already know that God is going to come through in a major way, in a powerful way, for that mission to be complete. Amen. Tonight, I do touch and agree with you. I'm with you. Yeah. Calling out to God and letting him know that, God, we need you, Father God, for this finances, not just the finances, but anything else that may be lacking in this particular project that she's taking on. You see that she's a faithful servant for you, been doing it for 35 years, Father God, a servant, your daughter, Father God, helping your people, helping your other daughters, Father God. So we ask you, Lord Jesus, to open the doors where it seems to be no way, Lord Jesus, open it up for her, Father God, and show her your blessings once again, because she'll give you the glory, because this is where your glory will shine, and this is where the ministry will come back to you, because this is not our ministry. Whatever you have placed in us to do, we're doing it because this is the thing that you have placed in our heart. This is not something that we made up. This is something that you have placed for us to do, and Father God, she is gladly doing it. Father God, you allow her to rest. You allow her to take some time off. But Father God, now you put her back on the battlefield, Father God. So we already know that you will give her and give her the blessings that she needs. Give her more than enough, not just the exact amount, but give her, let it overflow, Father God, so she can do more amazing things than she has ever done before, Father God. Because Father God, we put no limit on you, Father God. We're just praying that this time around, after the 5-year break, after the rest that she has taken, that this time will be different from the times in the past. This time will be greater than the times in the past. It doesn't matter, like, we see how we're going to do it, how we're going to accomplish it, just like we spoke about today, Father God. And I believe that this message was given to your people for a reason, that she's about to take on this message, but she might have worries about certain things that she can't do on her own. We already know that this is a perfect situation for you to intervene. So we already know. I'm already agreeing. I'm already knowing that you're going to come through. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I believe it.
My brother Lewis, you got anything to add?
All I want to tell you that I want you to be real careful on your travels. I see the enemy is coming to trip you up. There's a snake in the camp that's going to come to try to deceive you and pull you off. They're going to come and say they're coming to help. But every help is not good help. The help that God is going to send you, you're going to recognize it because it's going to have a different feel. It's going to have a holy taste to it. But the help that the enemy is going to send it's going to be kind of bitter and shady. At first, it's going to be like, all right, Holy Ghost said, be real careful now, because the enemy is sending his snakes to try to pull you off course. But I come to tell you tonight that help is on the way. And not only the help that's on the way, God is going to touch everything that needs to be touched, everything that needs to be aligned in your house. God said, I'm doing it. I'm going to show you that your labor was not in vain, not unto the Lord, because he's going to pay you, not double, but triple, for your trouble. Not many days from this day, you're going to see the hand of God move, but you got to be careful in the hand, because the enemy is going to try to slip in. Don't give him no crack. Don't give him no window. If the Holy Ghost said no, he means no. If he say yes, he means yes. But the help that you need, it's coming through a person. I see three people that's going to come and help you and be an assistant to you throughout the ministry that God has called you from. But if somebody else is coming, they're not of God. Be aware. Be very careful.
Amen.
Be very careful. Be on alert. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. I receive that. I receive that. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Amen. Mm-mm-mm.
Anything,
well, I'll be able to get my report.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank y'all so much. God bless you and continue to be the sons and daughters of the Most High and the family of God. It's good to meet y'all, and I bless you, and I thank God that you're on the line, and I'll keep you in my prayers.
Amen. We will do the same.
Thank you.
All right. Amen. Just 1 second. We got to move on to the next one. All right. Once
Don,
again, let me
before you move on. Don, before you move on to the next one, the first lady that was on the line, I don't know if she's still on the line, but I pray that she is. But I heard the Holy Ghost say a business opportunity is coming. The first lady, what was her name?
Carolyn from Jamaica.
Carolyn? From Jamaica, the Holy Ghost said, a business opportunity is coming for you. It is coming your way. The door is going to open. And when this door is going to open, it's going to bless you with every physical blessing that you need. Watch for the door, because the business opportunity is coming your way. All right, Don, back in your hands.
Amen. Amen. All right. Tanya, you still with us?
Yes, I am. Well, I'm attending to this baby.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I know you're doing double duty. All right, I'm going to move on. I'm going to move on to the next caller. We have 814-258. Oh, let me finish giving out the number once again. Anybody that wants to call in, 319-527-6027. 319-527-6027. And now if you want to call in and just listen to us, you can go ahead and do that. But if you want to call in and ask for prayer, ask for my brother to prophesy, whatever, anything that's on your mind, whatever you want to talk about, just press 1, and we'll be more than happy to hear you out in Jesus' names. All right. So I'll go on to the next caller, 814-258. Who are we speaking to, and where are you calling from?
Hello, I'm Greg from Pennsylvania.
Hey, how you doing, Greg?
I'm pretty good. Yeah, I really identify with the message about the weakness part. God's been dealing with me on opening up to receive more personal ministry. And it feels you're exposed. You know, you're always wondering, what are they going to see, or what's going on? And but he's been dealing with me with that. So the reason why I was calling was, about a week ago, I was on a Zoom call and everything's going right. You know, I'm testifying, I'm fellowshipping and praying with people. And a couple hours later, it was like I'm listening to the audio Bible, and I'm just kind of laying on the floor listening to the audio Bible. And, my eyes are closed, but I got a glimpse and I saw flies.
Hmm.
And A couple minutes later, my mind just went all over the place. You know, satanic stuff. You know, it was like seeing what the kingdom of darkness was doing. So I panicked a little bit. And then as I kind of walked back and prayed a little bit, I thought, okay, wait a minute. I did get the warning. I saw the flies. Okay, so I looked at it as, okay. And, you know, there were definitely some things going on, and I was trying to wonder, you know, what's going on? And I thought, you know, the Lord said to me, possibly, well, if you think that's bad, you should see what's going on for the people in Afghanistan. You know, their minds are much more tech than yours are. But, you know, so it did encourage me. I switched my diet. I got back on almost all vegetables and things like that to get off the, you know, aim myself more at a fasting type. And things are better, but I still notice, like when I'm on prayer calls and stuff, I'll have thoughts of maybe a little bit of paranoia, like there's a block, you know what I mean? Like trying to keep me from praying for people.
Wow.
You know, it's hitting me with thoughts that are ungodly. And I just know that this is just one more test. But what I felt that the Lord was saying was, it's like you can do this by yourself and take, you know, three or four times as long to solve the problem, or you can get back on in the game, you know, of prayer.
Yeah.
So that's one of the reasons why I called, and hopefully, you know, this testimony will help somebody else out also.
Oh, man, great testimony. Lewis, you got anything to add to that?
Well, my brother, I was just listening to your testimony, and I believe I heard you say stuff about flies. Flies are never good in the spirit realm. Every time you see them flies, either there is a dead thing or a pile of trash somewhere. And normally, that's why you free flies, something that stinks, something that's dirty spiritually. And that's what the enemy does. He wants to bring and keep dirt in our lives. He wants to keep things in our lives. He wants to keep us distracted. And that's what flies do. Flies aggravate us. So what the devil would do, he would bring things or keep things or cover up things. But what God is doing in this season, he is revealing things to us that we can get ourselves in a position where we're weak, but he definitely can make us wrong. So flies are never a good thing. But we must pray that God will reveal the flies to us. What are the flies after? What are they coming for? What is the dead thing? What is the smell? So it looks for the smell, because the smell is there. Because where there's a dead body, there's a smell. I worked in a funeral home. There's a stick. Therefore, when we see flies, we know something is there that's not right. So when you see flies, you all automatically begin to plead the blood of Jesus and begin to run the enemy over and tell God to clean any and everything that may be hidden or uncovered in my life, in your life, or anybody else's life that's around you or in your house. Where you live, and there can be old spirits there, and yet their flies will still come because there are spirits that lurk in the air that have been there, that have never been dispelled. God is saying, I am revealing to you today that I'm going to uncover, but you have to spare. Back in the hands of the moderator.
Amen. Amen. So, well, we'll go ahead and pray for you, Greg Knight. And I just thank God, Lord Jesus, for just the revelation that you've given Greg. You're showing him the different things, and it's just like spiritual attack that's coming against him whenever he's trying to pray, whenever he's trying to connect with you, Father God. We ask you, Lord Jesus, first of all, we just thank you, Lord Jesus, for the message and just the revelation of, yeah, he might be weak in certain areas, but knowing that you're there for him, Lord Jesus, and you can intervene and you can remove that trouble, that whatever that may be hindering him, whatever might be coming against him, that our God is greater. And we just thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming into his life and just attack whatever is attacking him. We come against that right now. We break that evil curse. We break that spirit that's coming against him, trying to attack him. You have the authority, Greg. Know that you have the authority, Greg, that with God in your life, that you have the authority. And the devil knows this, and that's why he's attacking. That's why he's coming against you, coming against your prayers, coming against the fact that you want to pray for other people, that you want to do mighty work in the kingdom of God. And you are going to do mighty work in the kingdom of God. And the devil knows this. The devil knows this, where now he's attacking you and letting you see that, man, I'm dealing with a weakness. I'm dealing with an opening. And whatever it is, whatever, if it's something that was done in the past, repent from it and keep it moving and let God intervene. Let God just come in your life right now, come into your situation and eradicate whatever that interference is, because there's work for you to be done. There's work that God has for you to do. And we cannot go on with this distraction, with these attacks. So it has to be dealt with. So we just come against that right now, today, that we cancel this thing out. We cancel this thing out that's coming after Greg, that's interfering, that's trying to interrupt the move of God. We come against that right now, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray, Lord Jesus. We just pray for Greg, Lord Jesus. Pray for Greg that his ministry will continue to grow, that his personal life, his personal relationship with you will begin to grow, Father God, that he will rejoice and boast in the weaknesses that he has, Father God, and let you intervene in a powerful way, let you take over in a powerful way. We pray, Father God. And I just feel great that, you know, whatever God is just revealing to you, I feel like God is giving you revelation, and will start to give you more revelation than you ever have. And I feel a thankful spirit that I thank him for what he's doing in your life. Even though you might see these things that's attacking you, don't get discouraged. Just cancel them out. Just know that you have the authority. You have the authority. You got to do something great for the kingdom of God, and don't let anything stop you. Don't let anything interrupt the things that God is already downloading in you, the revelation that God has given you. There's something just getting just mighty. This is something great that God wants to do in your life, how he wants to use you. And the devil knows this. The devil knows this, and that's why he's fighting. So we just pray for you, man, and keep you in prayer and bless you, man, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Bless everybody. Yeah, that definitely, I've been taking some notes. I usually, when I would see things like that, I would just label them as lies. But now I'm going to add about this garbage. I write down garbage, dump, sewage.
Yeah.
I'm going to start praying into that too. I think I missed it. I got half the word, but thank you. You added some things to my prayer arsenal. Amen.
Thank you. Dang, no problem. And that's what we're here for, man, as brothers and sisters in Christ, to build each other up. So I'm just glad that we were able to be on here tonight and that you have had the opportunity to call us. So I thank you, Greg, and just have a great night, man.
Amen. Bless you.
All right. Amen. Amen. Lewis, you can stop me anytime you want, man. If you want to say something, no problem, all right?
All right. Keep on going. We're doing wonderful. I'm enjoying you tonight.
All right. All right. All right. I'm going to move on to the next caller, 225-270. Who are we speaking with tonight, and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
My name is Jacqueline, J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-I-N-E. I'm calling from Louisiana.
All right, Jacqueline. All right, how you doing tonight, Jacqueline?
All right.
All right. Anything on your mind tonight? Any specific prayers that you have that you want us to pray for you?
A financial breakthrough.
Financial breakthrough. Okay.
Yes.
All right, dear Heavenly Father. We come in here, we're praying for Jacqueline, Lord Jesus, for the financial breakthrough that she needs in her life, for the abundance that she needs in her life, Father God. Not just the not just the day-to-day taken care of, but just for something big, Lord Jesus, something big in her life, Lord Jesus. Whatever is the holdup, whatever is the blockage, Father God, we come against that, Father God. You know the desires of her heart, God. You know the things that she needs. You know her wants. You know her needs, Father God. So, Father God, we ask you to look into her situation, to break down any walls, break down, give her wisdom regarding the finances. Open up doors, Father God, where doors seem to be shut, Father God, for the breakthrough that she needs in her life. So we just touch and agree with her, Lord Jesus, as she's come and pray, as she come and pray, and she's been praying about it. Now we touch and agreeing with her, Lord Jesus, on that particular matter, that whatever yoke, whatever thing that's the help, the hold up, we break it, Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name. We break it in Jesus' name tonight, Father God. We ask you, Lord Jesus, for open doors for her, Father God, for her financial breakthrough. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. My brother Louis, you go.
I'm fine. I'm disagreeing with you, my brother.
Amen. Okay. All right, Jacqueline. Anything else? Anything else? You want to say tonight before we move on?
That's it.
All right. You have a great night.
You too. Bye bye.
All right. Amen. All right. I'm gonna go on to the next one. We have 870-500. Who are we speaking with tonight? Where are you calling from?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
My name is Shavonda. I'm calling from Arkansas.
All right. How you doing tonight, Shavonda?
I'm okay.
Okay. All right. Anything that's on your mind tonight? Anything you wish to have prayer for?
I would like to have prayer to overcome my past obstacles and to be able to pursue what God has for me concerning my future and to be able to get the best job that will be, you know, best for me and my family.
Okay. All right, Louis, I'll let you go first.
Your name again is Jacqueline?
Sharonda from Shavonda, right?
Shavonda.
Shavonda.
I don't know why I heard Jacqueline.
That was the one before.
We're going to definitely leave God for you, but there's something God wants out of you. There's a work that God called you to do. There's an anointing on your life of creativity. Sometimes we want to work for people, but God wants us to create our own. And what God is saying is, I'm trying to get you to a place in me. See, my past helped me to really get to where I am. So my past is my hurdle. It was my obstacle, but it was my weakness to get me to where I am. But I actually see God want to open about 7 doors for you. Yes? But you just got to walk out and step out on faith. Don't worry about a pandemic. Don't look at your situation, because God is not in a pandemic and he's not in a box. Well, your faith is really on trial. It's the working of your faith that's going to get you where you need to be. It's going to be the working of your faith that's going to cause things to flourish for you. See, God want to bless you in the midst of enemies and everything else that's going on. He wants to show people through you that his hand is definitely on your life. But my sister, I will tell you just to obey God and follow him wherever he takes you. Where he leads you, follow. It doesn't matter what the devil says. It don't matter how many times he says you can't do it. God is going to give you victory in this. Back in the hands of the moderator.
Amen. Amen. I just touch and agree with you, Louis, for Shavonda. And I'm just praying, Lord Jesus, just for open doors, Father God, for her, Father God. That's the only thing that's coming to my mind. I'm just praying for the open doors, Father God, for things to be revealed to her. Just the revelation, Father God, whatever that she might be dealing with, whatever any hindrance, Father God, to just prepare her. And I see that you're already preparing her for whatever she has to undertake. And we just pray that you give her the strength. You gird her up, Father God. You cover her, Father God. Wherever she might be weak at, Lord Jesus, we already know that you're going to fulfill it, Lord Jesus. Allow her to remain humble, to be humble and open to the things that you want to do in her life and how you want to shift things around. Allow her to remove any hurdles that's holding her back, any pride that's there, Lord Jesus. We ask her to show it to her, Father God, so that way she can eradicate it and remove it from her life, to keep her at a humble spirit, and just to know that I can't do it. I can't do this alone. So that way you could come into her life freely and come through and help her to walk through those doors that needs to be opened. We pray, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And one more thing. The Holy Ghost said answer the call. I don't know what the call is. God said answer the call. It's a call of me. And I feel real strong. He keeps telling me to tell you to answer the call. Whatever he called you to do, you got to do it. Whatever he's calling you to do, you got to do it. And this is going to bless you. It's going to bless your family.
Yes, sir.
And it's going to bless the people around you. Answer the call. Back in the hands of the Lord already.
All right. You have an idea what the call might be, Sloan?
Well, I recently just got released from prison. Everything wasn't fair, but it was right by his timing and understanding for me. And like in 2014, I had a dream that I was going to have a prison ministry. And a lot of things that was supposed to happen, it didn't happen because of the favor of God over my life. And I believe that I'm supposed to be a business owner, myself and my husband and my children. I'm extremely passionate about a lot of things, but everything that I do is directed towards Christ. So, I'm going to be content on doing the will of God.
Amen.
So also, the obstacles. Sometimes I feel like I can get overwhelmed, and I'm like, oh my God, the shame of what I thought was embarrassing, but it's not. It was the humility of those enemies trying to come against my faith.
Well,
so that's what I think.
Well, you talking to somebody that know about the shame of the prison and the things like that. You know, so, you know, I've walked through that myself. You know, I've been through that myself. And, you know, I've seen that as a weakness. I've seen that of, man, what I'm going to do and this and that. And God has shown his power through that. God has shown. I remember when I gave this testimony a lot of times. But I remember when, you know, before coming out, before coming home, and I was talking to God. I'm saying, man, what am I going to do? Like, how is this going to work out? And what is it? It's been, I think, 3 years now, 3 years. And God has shown himself mightily in my life, in my weaknesses. You know, I didn't really even think about that, you know, before coming on this show. But it's just while you touched on that, you know, that's just what came to my spirit as well. Is that he's been showing himself mightily since I stepped out. And just like my brother said, answer the call. You know what God has put in your life, and don't let these things that has happened to you in your life become a hurdle for you. Don't let it, you know, don't look at it like it's not, like God is not shocked about these things that has happened to you, and he's not looking at it as like, oh man, you got this hurdle now, and now how I'm going to do the work that I need to do through your life. Like, he's not looking at it like that. God could care less. Those things are minuscule to God. So just like we were talking earlier, it's good that you notice the weakness. Yes, that's a weakness. In the natural eyes, in the man eyes, yes, that is a hurdle. That is a weakness. And the good thing about it is you notice that, man, these are weaknesses that I have. These are hurdles. But once you give it to God and say, hey, God, this is my weakness. This is what I have worries about. You know, I'm sort of, you know, I'm conflicted. You call me for this, but these are the things that I'm up against. And God is just ready to step in. He's just ready for you to tag him in. And once you tag him in, that's when his power will show. That's when his power will, and you'll look back, you know, a few years from now, and you'll see where God took you from and the place that he had bring you. And everything that he has said that he was going to do in your life, he will do it. As long as you continue to have that humble spirit, as long as you continue to be open to him working through your life, everything that he has said in your life, everything, every dream that he has put in you, he will do it. You know, so like I said, like we said about this whole show tonight, about the weaknesses and the things that we might look at in our lives that, man, I'm not like this person. I'm not like that person. I don't have this. I don't have that. It's great because you don't need these things. Everything else is tainted. If I get something on my own, no matter what, it's going to have a weakness. But if I let God do it, there's no weakness with whatever God fulfills in your life. Whatever God, that hole that you might have, them hurdles that you have, once God steps in, where's the weakness? The weakness is done. It's gone. So, you know, we already know that you're going to do great things. And just like my brother said, answer the call. Don't be scared. Don't look at, you know, your inadequacies and your weaknesses. Just give it to God and watch God do amazing things with your life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank y'all. Thank God bless y'all.
No, yes. God bless you as well.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. We're gonna move on to the next caller. I'm going to keep giving out the number as long as we hear. Anybody that's listening in, they want to talk, they want to call for prayer, 319-527-6027, 319-527-6027. And if you want to call for prayer, you want to speak with us tonight, just press 1, and then we'll see you. We'll be more than happy to select you and go from there. The next call we have is 754-225. Who are we speaking with tonight, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Brother Donald. This is Kenya calling from Florida.
Hey, what's up, Kenya?
Hi. I'm glad to join you guys tonight. Just feeling, you know, anxious, just anxiety, thinking of a lot of things. And I would like for you guys to pray with me.
Amen.
So I can have some clarity as to what, you know, the next step where God wants to lead me,
okay,
even in my career, where should I go, what should I do?
All right. We'll be more than happy to agree with you on that. Louis, I'll let you go first. You know who this is, right, Louis?
Hi, Brother Louis.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm so happy to hear from you.
I'm happy to hear from you, too.
You know who this is? Yeah.
I know who this is. It sounds like
okay,
the twin, the one that's announced with you.
Yeah, so I'll let you take the lead, and you could pray for her. I'll jump in after.
Okay, all right. You know, all I keep hearing is the Lord say reconciliation. That's what I hear in the spirit, reconciliation. God is going to reconcile all things back. He's going to make things good. He's going to make the crooked path straight. He's going to open the door. that he wants to open. Follow him. Trust him. Depend on him. And watch things work out in your favor. We bless God for reconciliation. And that's all I hear. Reconciliation. Can't add nothing to it. Can't take nothing away from it. I know times seem hard, things seem rough, but I can tell you one thing, that your time is coming. And when God reconciles all things mean all things. He fixes everything.
Yeah.
There's no stone that will be left unturned. So everything that needs to be done in life, God is going to reconcile that. You fit to be one happy example. All right, Don, I'll put it back in your hands.
Amen. Well, I just pray for my sister, Kenya. Cover her, Father God. You know her desires. You know her heart, Father God. You know her life, Father God, more than anybody. You know her more than anyone, Father God. So we ask you, Lord Jesus, to deal with the things that she has in her secret place, her secret room, the secret prayers that she has with you, Father God. We ask you to show out in her life, Father God, in a major way. Let it not just be talk. Let it not just be hearsay. Let it not just be seeing the manifestation in other people's lives. But show her, Father God, for her. Let her have her testimony. Let her show her your glory, Father God. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to show her who you really are, Father God, in her life, where she doesn't need to hear from anyone else. She doesn't need to hear from any prophet, any pastor, any evangelist, but show her. I think the time is now that the manifestation, that she sees your glory for herself, Father God. She heard enough. She heard from different people. She's been to church, Lord Jesus. But now, Father God, I ask you to do a work in her, do a work in her that no man can touch, that nobody can break. Once that work is done, that she will need no more proof. She will need no more nobody else to say this and nobody else to say that, but she will know who is God. She will know that the God that is in her life that is mighty, Father God. So actually to cover her, Father God, anything, any weaknesses, any hurt that she might have, Lord Jesus, seal it up, Father God. We pray that you seal it up, Lord Jesus. Tonight, Lord Jesus, do the work. Do the work, Lord Jesus. Just manifest, Lord Jesus. Manifest in her life, Lord Jesus, and let her be the testimony. Let her be the one, Lord Jesus. Let her be the runner that you had called her to be, Father God. The runner, Father God. The one that's running and telling everybody about you. Telling everybody about your glory. Telling everybody about the Lord that she served. Like the woman at the well, Father God. She's like the woman at the well, just like the woman at the well, Lord Jesus, that you gave her the word. And when she revealed to the woman in the well that who you were, that she went off running to everybody in the whole village, and she brought forth thousands of people, thousands of people. She said, come see the man, come see the man, come see the man. So, Father God, we ask you to touch her, Lord Jesus. Reveal yourself to her like you did to the woman of the well. Therefore, she may do what you call her to do, that she may run forth. She may run forth and be that runner, be that evangelist, be that person that's going around knocking on doors and telling people about the things that you have done in her life, the great things, the powerful things that you have done in her life, Father God. Let her see that these weaknesses that she has in her life, Lord Jesus, these are nothing. These weaknesses that you have, this is what you will use for her glory, Father God, that nothing is lost. Nothing is lost once we serve God. Once we are with God, there is nothing that is lost. All our mistakes that we have made in our past, God will take everything and use it for his glory. Everything. So, Father God, we just ask you, Lord Jesus, to just show her who you are. She doesn't need to hear it from me. She doesn't need to hear it from Lewis. She doesn't need to hear it from anybody. At this point, Father God, we know who she needs to hear it from. Just like the woman in the well, when you directly spoke to her, you directly spoke to her and showed her your glory and showed her who you were. We praying, and I know that you will do it for her as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Brother Donald.
No problem. Amen. Anything else before we move on?
That's it.
All right. Anything else, Kenya?
No, that'll be all. Thank you so much. I feel really like a weight has been lifted off. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for calling tonight and praying with us. All right.
Okay.
Louis, you were good?
Bye.
All right.
Great.
All right. All right, Kenya.
Okay. Bye.
All right. All right. We're going to move on to the next caller. We have 951-966. Who are we speaking with tonight?
Hi, this is Regina from California.
Regina?
Yes.
All right. How you doing tonight, Regina?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Got my brother, Louis. Louis, man, I'll let you take over on this one, man. I'm feeling that you got something to say.
Oh, well, my Lord, isn't that nice? Well, Miss Regina, what can we do for you today?
Well, you know, whatever God gives you to pray for me, I'm burdened with my family, my daughter, coming to the Lord, you know, just so this burden for them every day.
Daughter would come to the Lord.
I have
to go. Well, your family, the kids, the whole kids.
Yeah, they're in their 20s, the young lady.
Okay. So you praying for you want prayer for all of your kids, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
But yeah. It's one in particularly. You have your mind on.
Yeah, actually two of them. My oldest and youngest. Yeah.
But I see one in particular. God has his hand on her. But the enemy don't want to turn them loose. The enemy is trying to drive her away. But it's not going to happen. The Lord is gonna deal with her. There's one in particular that's in my spirit. The hand of God is on her. And not only is the hand of God is on her, he's already dealing with her.
Yeah.
And sometimes when God deals with us, we don't know how to handle it. We don't know who to talk to. We don't even know what to say. But if I am a man of God, and I know that I am, Dave's going to turn around from her.
Yeah.
God's going to smack her out just in time. The enemy won't destroy her. Oh, no, that's not going to happen. But this one, the hand of God is on. And when God set her soul on fire, it's going to be like a wildfire that happens in California. People going to know that God is using her. And everything that the enemy is trying to do, we have for the assignment of the enemy. And we pray that God would deal with our heart and elevate our mind and put our mind on you, him. But I'm going to tell you something about this one. The Lord's been dealing with her for a while. But the enemy, I don't see, the Lord is going to, Lord have mercy, he's going to, everything about her is going to change.
Amen.
Everything about her friends and all has got to change.
Amen.
God is going to pull her out the fire and give a brand new friend. And these friends is going to help her be everything God has called her to be. And when your other children see it, they're going to fall right in line. But this one, the hand of God is on.
Yeah.
I mean, the ministry that God has given this one is going to be so powerful and so great. That's why the enemy is fighting. But I think the friends got to change. Everything about her is about to change. The way she's talking is about to change. She's going to have a heavenly... The gift of God is going to rest on her. It's going to scare her. But you got to keep going. And let God do the work.
he got to do it. All right, I'll turn it back over to the moderator.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I was feeling the prayer, and but I'll just pray along and touch and agree for Regina and her daughters, Father God, that you touch her, Lord Jesus, and do the work in her kids and her daughters, Lord Jesus, that needs to be done. Just her heart that's crying out for her kids, crying out for her kids to be moved and touched by you, Father God. Just like Job used to pray every day for his kids and his children to come to you, Father God. Father God, we just ask you for that move. We already know that you're doing the movement. It might not seem like it. It might seem like all hell is breaking loose. But Father God, we know that you're fighting for this family. You're fighting for the children, for the next generation. And we just pray and we touch and agree of the movement that you will be doing, Father God, of the things that the report that you'll give her, the testimony that you'll give her, just the joy, whatever she's feeling now and the trepidation, the scariness that she's feeling, that will be moved, Father God, in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
One more thing. Do you dream?
Do I dream? No, not all the time.
Well, get ready, because
I
see a dream coming.
I don't remember.
Don't worry. I just see the dreams coming, and they go, and you're going to remember.
Amen.
Dreams are coming. God is going to show you something in dreams. Watch
okay.
The law. All right.
Amen.
Okay. Thank God.
Thank you.
All right, Regina.
Okay, thank you. God bless you guys.
All right, Regina. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Amen. All right. Let me give out the number one more time. We have 319-527-6027. Call in if you want to have prayer. If you want to speak to any of us tonight, we'd be more than happy to do so. One second. We have another caller. We have 251-229. Who are we speaking with tonight, and where are you calling from?
My name is Colin.
All right, you were breaking up a little bit. I didn't catch the name.
Sarah, and I'm calling from Emma.
All right, you said Sarah?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, all right. All right, how can we, anything that's on your mind tonight, any prayer that you wish for tonight?
Well, I've just been praying for, I'm praying for a closer walk with Jesus, as well as direction as far as where he wants me to go in him, and also finances.
Okay. All right. Heavenly Father, we come in tonight, Lord Jesus, and we're praying for Sarah, Lord Jesus. You hear the prayers that she's asking you for. First of all, to get connected with you, get closer with you, Father God, to intervene in her life. The fact that she came with the willing heart, the open heart, Father God, we already know that you're going to interject. You're going to come into her life, Father God, and touch her, Lord Jesus. But now she's also asking for direction. And once she comes connected with you, once she makes the effort and makes that effort to get closer with you, and once you connect with her, Lord Jesus, then automatically, through the Holy Spirit, you will continue to open up her mind to give her a clearer vision of what's the steps that you want her to take in life, what direction that you want to move her in, what ministry that you have for her, Father God. We ask you to cover her, Lord Jesus, to open up her her finances, Father God, to touch her finances, Father God, to surprise her, Father God, more than what she even have in mind, Lord Jesus. We ask you to bring it forth, Father God. Bring it forth. In Jesus' name, amen. And Lewis, I'll let you go ahead.
Yeah, just thank God. What God is going to do in your life and closer walk with God. That's always a great desire to hear someone say they want a closer walk with the Lord. But God's going to bless you. God's going to bless you. I feel the gift of healing. Do you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I hear you.
I said, I feel the gift of healing.
Oh, amen.
That's a ministry that God is going to give. I just feel the hand. God is working in your hand. I don't know if you can work with your hands. I don't know what you do with your hands. But I know the gift of healing is in your hand.
Amen.
And that's going to help go where you need to go in God. A lot of people run from the gifts of healing because sickness comes, but it don't necessarily have to come on you. It can come on people that's close to you. When that happens, never give up. Don't let doubt sit in or worry sit in. Remember that the gift of healing is in your hands. You activate that gift. You cultivate that gift. You learn about that gift because you're going to need that gift. I say the gift of healing is in your hands. Mental healing, spiritual healing, physical healing, but more so mental healing. God is going to use you in that capacity. So get ready because it's on the way. Because when the enemy comes, he's going to try to stop you. But don't allow the enemy to stop you because that's where your breakthrough comes. Everything that you ask God for is going to come through your gift of healing. Thank you. Back in the hands of the moderator.
All right. All right, Sarah. Anything else you want to add?
Well, I'm just excited for the both of you, and I'm just, for the wisdom and for the prophetic words that the Lord gave him to say about the gift of healing is in my hands. That's been the second time I've been told that, so it's confirmation.
Wow. All right. Well, that's a glory to God. Glory to God. That's all I can say about that. So I have to thank God for the confirmation that you received, and it's just God just trying to make the point and really make you really believe in what he said, because you might have not caught it the first time, so he gave it to you again to know that, there's something great that he wants to do in your life. He wanna use you, use your hand, use the gift that he has put in you. So that's already part of that direction that he wants to send you in. So I just encourage you to continue to get closer with him. Eliminate some stuff out your life. In order to get closer to him, you're going to have to eliminate certain things that might you might not see as big, or it might not be big to somebody else, but to you it might be. And you might have to just eliminate, take a step back from certain things, just to connect with God, and he'll give you direction and tell you certain things that he wants out of your life. Where it might not be somebody else, like I said, it might be like nothing to somebody else, but God might want you to eliminate this, eliminate that, stop talking to this particular person, stop watching certain shows or whatever the case may be. But we are going to have to subtract some things in order for us to get closer with God and for God to really take over our lives. So that's what I have for you.
Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Do you desire to be married?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
I feel it so strong. I feel marriage all over you. Lord have mercy. It's like it's sitting right next to you. That's why I ask Izzy, man, because that's how close I see it. The marriage.
Uh-huh.
And it's coming quickly. It's like the way I see it is that it's already done.
All right.
And when it happens, it's gonna be glory. It's gonna be everything you desire and more.
Amen.
So whatever you got, ask 50 more. Good. Because God is going to bless you, and he's going to take care of your every need. He's going to cater to you. He's going to pay attention to you. He's going to be wrapped up in you. It's going to be so much of you and him that you're going to get sick of him and say, hey, man, you need to take a break. God is sending me your way. God bless you. I'm going to leave it alone right there.
God bless you.
Amen. All right. All right. Well, you have a great night. And now, I'll be listening for that testimony when you get married and everything.
Okay, I definitely will tell you, and I enjoyed both of y'all, and I thank the Lord for you.
All right, thank you as well. Amen.
Good night.
Good night. All right, we're going to move on to the next one. Let's see. All right, we have 517-703. Who we speaking with tonight, and where you calling from?
Yeah, my name is James, and I'm calling from Michigan.
Hey, how you doing today, James?
I'm all right. How are you?
No, I'm doing great. I'm doing great, man. Yeah, anything on your mind tonight? Anything you want to talk about?
Well, just asking for prayer and the word of the Lord as God leads, you know, as the Holy Spirit leads. That's really
okay.
All I'm asking for is just prayer. Yeah.
All right. All right, Lewis, I'll go right after you.
Father, we thank you for the young man who called. We pray that you will touch him now in the name of Jesus. And pray, God, that you will lead him, guide him in the direction that you will have him to go. Father, you said the steps of a good man is ordered by the God. And God, we ask that you will order his steps tonight. Move for him, God, as only you can and only you will. God, you know what needs to be done, and God, we ask that you would do it right now in the name of Jesus. We ask that you will move quickly on his behalf. The things that need to be done, God, you did. Anything that needs to be moved out of his life, God, you move it. God, you break the yoke that the enemy will try to put on him. We claim it done in Jesus' name. We turn it back to the moderator.
Amen. Father God, we come in and we praying for James tonight, Father God. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to remove and lift any burdens in his life, any worries that he might have. Allow him to give it to you, Father God. Allow him to give it to you so he can relax his shoulders, so he can just be relieved, Father God. Whatever in his mind, Lord Jesus. Whatever is pondering, he's thinking about, rethinking about, Father God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to show him how to give it to you. Show him how to release his burdens to you, Father God, so that you can intervene in the right way, the proper way, Father God. We ask you, Lord Jesus, for whatever desires that he has, any prayers that he's been making, Father God, the calling out to you, Lord Jesus, that you open up the gates of heaven, Father God. You pour out the gifts, pour out the answers to the prayers that he's been knocking on the door for, Father God. Do a move in his life, Father God. Reverse the feelings that's being felt tonight, Lord Jesus. Reverse it, Father God. Reverse it in your name, Lord Jesus. Whatever emotions that might be coming in and fighting, whatever he knows what is true. Father God, we come against those things, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to give him that joy. Give him your joy, your peace. Your peace that passes all understanding, Father God. Your peace, Father God. But this is your son that's coming to you tonight, Lord Jesus, that's asking you to intervene, that's asking you and knocking on your door, Father God. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, to open up and hear him, Lord Jesus. Hear him, Lord Jesus, and answer him tonight, Lord Jesus. Answer him tonight, Lord Jesus, and give him that peace, Lord Jesus, that he needs, Lord Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right, James. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, James.
Yeah, I'm. Thank you for praying for me. I appreciate it.
No problem. Anything else?
No, that's it. But I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, James. You have a great night. Amen. All right, Brother Lewis. It seems like we ran out of callers, ran out of people with their hands up. There are people that's listening in. But I just thank God. I just thank God for this opportunity tonight, for allowing us to come here and do the show. And you know, God showed out. God was here. I felt the Spirit. I felt God with us. And I just thank Him once again. I just thank Him once again for being there with us. While I'm speaking, if anybody still wanna, you know, put their hands up for prayer, just press one. I'll see you, and we'll be more than happy to pray for you. But before we go off, Lewis, anything you want to say, anything that God has put in your mind and your heart, you know?
All I want you to do, callers, is trust God. It don't matter what it look like. It doesn't matter what it feel like. God has given us anointing tonight of creativity. God has given us the anointing of creativity. So don't allow the enemy to stop, to block, or to stop what God is doing in your life. I understand there's a pandemic going on. You hear many people prophesy. You hear many words. Oh, that's nice and good. But you got to make sure your calling is an election show. You got to do the work that God has called you to. Life ain't over. Death ain't coming to take us out. We're going to live. And we ain't going to die. So we can get our mind off of sickness. We can get our mind off of death. We better put our mind on living and doing the work God has called us to do in the land of the living. Because there's a work we must do, and we must get it done when now. So doors are opening. Things are happening. God is moving. It takes a long time sometimes for God to do what needs to be done, because we as a people have to get spiritually and mentally prepared for that. But God is catching us up. So I want you to really trust God and believe God that God is going to bless you and keep you in this season. He may not be talking to you, but that's all right. In the middle of the test, God don't talk. He allow us to go through. So make sure we have the right connection with God. And make sure we go and live a life that's holy and pleasing to God. We can't live a life that's of sin and shame and think God's going to bless our method. Don't work that way. But what He's going to do, He's giving us the opportunity to wake up in the Spirit, to catch up in the Spirit, and move and do what He has called us to do. Again, as I turn it back over to the moderator, God has given us the anointing of creativity. So get ready to have visitation and dreams. God is going to do what He said He's going to do. I know Donald's wife is on this phone. I say dreams. They're going to come, and they're going to keep on coming. And they're going to keep on coming. They're going to come so fast, and you're going to be able to get the interpretation right then. But they will come later. God is going to direct you in this next line of business, because God is going to bless you and Donald. I feel this so strong in my spirit that your time is coming real soon. You've been hearing it. You've been waiting. And quite frankly, you're tired of hearing it and you're tired of waiting. So what He's going to do, He's going to take the weight off and He's going to press the go button just for you. Back in the hands of the moderator.
Amen.
Amen.
I received it. You woke Tanya up with that.
I was listening. I said, "Oh, let me just receive it. I'm grabbing this." Amen. Well, tonight was such a blessing. I mean, the words. I'm just glad that everybody was blessed by it, and then just having you, Lewis, on the show, and you know, it was a blessing. So I was really glad. We're glad to have you tonight with us. So it was definitely a blessing.
Yeah, definitely was. And I'm glad that I'm glad it just everything turned out the way it did, and God was able to use you God was able to talk to his people, and whatever needed to be done tonight, it was done, and I just thank God. I don't think God left anything out, and you know, so I just want to encourage, like, just like Lewis was just saying, you know, all of us that have the weaknesses and things like that, like I said, that was the whole theme of the show, is just marvel in your weakness. Just rejoice and be boastful about your weakness. Tell God about your weaknesses and go to him with your weaknesses and let God do the work. Don't try to do everything. Don't try to feel like you have to do this and do that. If you needed God to be saved, you're going to need God to do the work that you got to do in your life. Don't, when you ask God to come in your life, you beg God to come in your life, you gave up your life for God to come in, and now that he's in, now you want to do things by yourself. Now you feel like you shouldn't be weak in certain situations. But you were weak when you came to him. You acknowledge your weakness. You acknowledge your need for him when you came to him. So now that you already have him, why are you trying to do everything by yourself? Why are you trying to prove to yourself that you are strong? Why are you trying to prove to yourself that you can do this and you can do that? With the same way that you came to him and he came into your life and he took over, you must continue to live your life like that. With, be aware of your weaknesses. Be aware of the things that you can't do. And the same way you came to him when you first gave your life to him, that is the same way we must come to him at all times. When we can't do anything, when we see that there is no way, don't try to maneuver and try to see if you could do it by yourself. When you have God right there that's ready to tag in, ready to jump in and show himself powerful in your life. God wants to show himself powerful in all of our lives. He don't want us to live like this ordinary lives and be like everybody else. He wants to show himself powerful, greatly in your life. You, the one that's feeling like, what God can do with me? What special things God can do in my life? The one that's feeling like they're nothing. The one that's feeling like I don't have it all. The one that's feeling like I don't have what this person has. God is looking at you and saying, yes, you're the perfect one. You're the perfect one that I want to come into the life and take over, that I want to show myself mightily in your life, in your life. You're looking at your neighbor and thinking that, man, God could do some great things in this person's life. No, God could do some great things in your life. And you want to do some great things in your life. Just let him. Just let him. Don't try to be tough and try to say, I can do this, I can do that on my own. No. Let God take over. Why would you try to do it when you got God right here, ready to jump in, ready to do what he wants to do mightily? And God is not going to do anything small. When God comes in your life and do it, it's always going to be big, because God wants to show his glory. God wants to be known what he's doing in your life. God wants to make a scene. But he can only make a scene when we decrease ourselves. Just like John the Baptist said, I must decrease so he can increase. God is waiting for us to decrease. He's waiting for us to acknowledge our weakness and be like, God, come in. So that's what I leave you with, God, tonight. And I'm just glad that everybody was able to get on, everybody that needed prayer, we prayed for. And God bless everyone tonight.
Any last word? One more thing before you go off. I don't know who this is from, and I want you to know, I feel it strong in my spirit. And when I feel it strong in my spirit, I know everybody don't call in, but God still hears, and God still knows. I don't know who have been abused. I don't care what kind of physical, mental, emotional abuse you have been through, suicide is not the way. I don't know who you're thinking about suicide. You don't need to kill yourself. You don't need to kill your mission. You don't need to kill your family, because you are the perfect person that this message is talking to tonight. Grace is sufficient for you. Death is never the way. Allow God to reveal himself to you. Be bind the hand of suicide. We bind the hand of addiction. We bind the hand of manipulation. All those spirits are working tonight. And I've come to tell you that good news has come tonight, that grace is sufficient. Even though God didn't move it like you thought he should have moved it, or in the time that he stepped like he should have moved it, I guess, but you had to go through that so you can bring other people out. Everybody has gone through their storm. Suicide, again, is not the way. Men, you go through too. You've been abused too. Don't allow the enemy to trick you and say, men don't get hurt. Men don't abuse. Men don't think about suicide. It's a man on here that think about it, and it's a woman that's thinking about it. But I come to tell you tonight, God is giving grace to help you in the time of weakness. And if you trust God, in 21 days, you will see a turnaround that's turning around in your favor. Trust him. Don't take your life. Don't abort your mission. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on your family. Don't give up on anybody. Don't throw the baby away. Hold on. Help is there. Help is on the way. We bind the hand of the enemy. In Jesus' name, we plead the blood. Satan will rebuke you. Take your filthy hand. Take your lead now. Move by the power of God. Watch God do it for you, caller. Watch God do it for your servants. And anybody else that's listening, that's dealing with a mental battle, that's what I say, a mental battle. Watch God turn it around in your mind. Because the witchcraft that the enemy did place on you, God is fit to reverse it. Send it back to the sender. All right, Don, I'm done. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to put it back in the hands of the moderator.
All right. All right. Well, I think that's it for tonight, man. I think that's it. Like I said, we're all blessed. I know that people that was listening in was blessed. And until next time. All right, guys.
All right.